Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Debris over Colorado, people still barely getting water back in Texas, and 500,000 people plus have died of COVID-19 in the United States of America since we jumped into this pandemic in March of 2020. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope you had a great weekend. Such a somber note to start our show on and dig deeper on, but numbers make the world go round, as I say. In fact, we've got we can count coming up on the flip side. But before we get there, that is a grim number when you talk about over 500,000 people. Nothing that was actually predicted in the beginning of this pandemic. There was so much optimism. I know at least at one point with the different people that I talked to on this show, I thought, by fall of 2020, we'll return to something that seems a little more normal, won't we? Of course, I'm a cockeyed optimist, and that is not where we are, although hospitalizations have come down somewhat, thank goodness. But you look at the toll that this virus is taking on humans and families, and that's what it's about. It's that connection. It's not just a statistic, and it's not just a number. It's what's behind the number. The U.S. is by far the highest reported in the world, accounting for 20% of the nearly 2.5 million coronavirus deaths globally. The true numbers actually are thought to be greater, by the way. I love it when someone tries to say they're not right, that they're less. No, they're not. I think they are greater because I think there were cases that were overlooked. So this is an incredibly sad milestone. And it's one that we track through John Hopkins. That's where the numbers come from, if you're wondering where we get the numbers. And of course, this is the number that is the consensus over 500,000. There was even that moment of silence President Joe Biden held at sunset. There was a candlelight ceremony at the White House, and American flags are going to be lowered at federal buildings for the next 5 days. The thing that Biden said that I do like is he said we have to resist viewing each life as a statistic or a blur. There were lots of giving wonderful people who were on the front lines who had families who fell prey to COVID-19 and never, ever came back to their family. There were people who died alone because they couldn't be with their loved ones. So now we move forward and look at making those lives count for something, and hopefully other people are saved. About a third of the roughly 6 million vaccine doses delayed by bad weather were delivered over the weekend. The rest are expected to be delivered by midweek. How many people are on vaccine lists? How many people don't want anything to do with the vaccine? And that elusive herd immunity, how do we get there? And then what about the variants that we're hearing about, especially the South African variant that has now spread to 12 states in the United States. So lots and lots of questions, and questions that we can't answer overnight or in a week's time on this show. You know, you've got hospitals, clinics, community sites, pharmacies that are doubling the doses to get into the arms of people who want the shots. And they're offering shots to daycare workers, to teachers, to people 55 to 64 with certain pre-existing conditions. That's a perfect description of what's happening in Louisiana. Governor John Bel Edwards started to do those things, started to offer that up. New York City is expected to catch up on vaccines after being forced to delay tens of thousands of appointments again, because of the weather. If you're curious, about 44 million, roughly, Americans have received at least one dose of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. That's 1.6 million a day that got either first or second doses over the past 7 days. And, you know, it's all about what can we do. Not, you know, notice you're not hearing flatten the curve, crushing the virus. What can we do to get that herd immunity and keeping our eye on what's happening with the variant, too, as well? I know some people feel like the walls are closing in because this has been so long, and I don't believe a lot of people believed that it would be this long as far as looking at the virus. Not everybody, because there were plenty of people that canceled meetings well into 2021 and looked ahead at 2022. But, boy, it is really, really something to see what's happened since the virus shut us down in the beginning of March of 2020. And then it's about the scramble for cash, the scramble for jobs, the economy, and where are we there? Where are we headed with the economy? You still have airlines that are in trouble. Americans talking about in the spring furloughing 2,700 maybe plus in of their workforce, and they've already had to do that with some. And you look at what's happened in the hospitality industry, and meaning hotels, restaurants, etc. You look at tourism, which so many places rely on tourism, big, small, and rural areas, and they don't have any of the tourism money that's coming in, and they really, really want to open back up. But you can't open back up if you can't crush the virus, if you can't get to that herd immunity. I mean, that's honestly, no matter what it is, whatever different sides of the maze that we come at this in, we take two different sides of the maze. We want to get to the middle. And the middle is getting out of this and coming back, sooner rather than later. So how do we get there? I mean, and to put this into perspective, it is so bad with the deaths. Funeral homes are running out of granite for headstones because of the number of lives lost from COVID-19. 500,000, like I said, on Monday. And the total really a lot higher than that. I mean, it's a horrible, horrible landmark that we've hit and that we've landed on. And boy, now we're seeing that some of the hospitalizations are down, but that's great. And more places, cautiously, are being places, meaning restaurants with seating that they can accommodate, are being able to open depending on the area. So that's good. But there still are so many hurdles that have to be jumped over before we can get to that point where we can be pre-pandemic or feel differently about the world around us, right? I mean, now it's become normal to look around and see people with masks or just social distancing. I will tell you this. When I look around in my neighborhood, and it doesn't matter if somebody's calling themselves whatever they label themselves as, people are doing that. People are wearing the mask or their social distancing, and we haven't heard of a lot of cases, and I live in a pretty big neighborhood. I hope the same can be said for you and your family and friends as well. Numbers, yep, we're going back into them. We can count.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We serve millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits of some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Off from Denver International, and that is where we kick off. We can count at 12:49 Saturday, headed for Honolulu. Then what happened was this Boeing 777 had engine issues and safely returned to the Denver airport at about 1:30. So what were the engine issues? Oh, pieces of debris were falling onto neighborhoods, lawns, roofs, that kind of stuff. It was bad. It's lucky that anybody wasn't killed on the ground. People were advised not to touch or move anything. It was parts of the engine of that plane that exploded. So that Flight 328 luckily had engine failure shortly after it departed, returned safely to Denver, was met by emergency crews, no injuries, lucky. People were praying on board, calling people saying goodbye, and debris was being scattered in Broomfield, Colorado, especially, I mean, giant chunks of the engine. And the NTSB investigating it is telling people, if you have any debris that shouldn't be there, please call us and let us know. And the people on the plane, they said it was just horrifying. I mean, finally they get a vacation, they're going to do all the things, the protocol that you have to do, and they hear this boom, large explosion that rocked the cabin. Close your eyes for a second. Imagine you're on the plane. You've been in this pandemic. Now you're cleared. It's cool. No COVID. Boom. You're on your way. And that happens. I can't imagine how horrifying that would be. And they're watching. The engine is, you know, on fire as the plane is shaking violently, losing altitude, and starts to go down. Because that's what initially it felt like. And luckily, the pilots were good. They did everything they could. They got it down. And that was the second emergency for United on Saturday, because there was another one. There was a United flight from Cancun, Mexico, to Houston, diverted to New Orleans after it had a mechanical issue. It landed safely. It was a 737-800, and there were 107 passengers that were put on another plane to Houston. But the Colorado incident now has grounded 25 of those planes because of what happened with that engine, and apparently it's got this blade in it that, to examine it to make sure it's safe, you have to go really deep into this blade. And that's part of what I believe, that I was told, is part of what this problem is and what the NTSB, one of the things that they're looking at. But man, oh man, that is scary. When you see large commercial plane, the pieces of it flying out, and then you're on that plane, either way, it's not a good thing. It's not a good look. It is a miracle. Nobody hurt from that thing. And the grounding of those planes as they look at the engines and figure out what they're going to do from there. All right, let's go from that atmosphere to one that's completely different and much further off. Let's go to Mars. So the first of its kind footage shows a massive parachute inflate, the heat shield falling away, and finally the rover's point of view as it flies over the Martian surface and settles in that dusty crater. That's what we saw last week, when Perseverance, the NASA rover, landed on Mars. Now, we move ahead, and they've got these incredible 3D pictures that they've captured from the red planet. It's easy to find. Go to whatever search engine you use. Look at NASA Perseverance. You could see it. It is just a jaw-dropping to see it, right? I mean, seriously, there's audio also that's on there. They've got a Twitter account, so the Twitter account's easy to find, at NASA Perseverance. And I can't get enough of this. I'm looking at it like, wow, it happened. It happened, that they, you know, that they did this. And think about what went into that. 6+ months, and then not knowing if it was going to land and what it was going to look like. So they've released the first panorama of the rover's landing location, and 23,000 images while it descended to the surface of Mars. So you could be downloading for a long time. Don't get carried away. Don't go down that proverbial rabbit hole. Just look at a few of them, right? Just look at a few. If you're worried about floods and the insurance, well, it makes sense. Because of things that have happened with Mother Nature, I think some flood insurance is going to go up. I was just reading a story about that and looking at some of the predictions and some places where they might see a decrease and some where they might see an increase in flood coverage. So, for example, in Charleston, South Carolina, one of my favorite cities, they are flood prone. So do you know what homes pay an average premium of 4 in 10 flood-prone homes would need to, they say, pay an average of $18,000 to cover the anticipated cost of flooding, compared to the current rate of $2,264. Yeah, see, the more it gets flooded, the more they goes up, and the more they have to look at how can they cover that risk. The National Flood Insurance Program doesn't really publicly share how its new risk rating 2.0 overhaul will impact individual premiums, but it's going to go up. So somewhere in between those numbers is what the real number will be for places like Charleston, South Carolina. And some of the biggest gaps in premiums versus risk are in places like Florida, South Carolina, and New Jersey. Also, And now we've seen, because of, these are the pipes bursting, though, but because of some of the weather along the coastal areas in Texas, and in Louisiana. California, Texas, and Washington could see some big increases there. So you might see major rate hikes in flood insurance. That's great, isn't it? Thank you. Thank you, Mother Nature. El Chapo. El Chapo was arrested and detained when? It seems like it's been for forever, right? And there's been a fascination with El Chapo, and I think it's because there's a series on Netflix called Narcos, and there was even one, and he was featured in it, and there was one, there was also a series about him. So, and just the whole drug culture and stamping it out or being fascinated by how does this grow? How did that happen? So the wife of the convicted drug lord was arrested in Washington, D.C. at the airport for her alleged role in the distribution of, check this out, heroin, cocaine, meth, and marijuana. Emma Espuro, who has a dual U.S.-Mexican passport, you know, or citizenship, really, has been a fixture at her husband's trial, or was, in Brooklyn, and she's going to make her own first court appearance on Tuesday in Washington. Her husband, El Chapo, was the leader of Mexico's Sinaloa narcotics cartel and was sentenced to life in prison following his trial. So now she's charged with conspiracy to distribute drugs in the U.S. and is alleged to have assisted in her husband's elaborate 2015 escape from a Mexican prison. She's also suspected of plotting another escape before Guzman's extradition to the U.S. Oh, she could get locked up for a while, too, especially with some of the things that it looks like they have her on. We'll see after she makes that court appearance. Interesting, isn't it? In the series, they don't show her as being a big part of what happened in his dealings, but maybe that's something that she took over. Who knows? I just think it's fascinating. People are fascinated by celebrities. In some ways, I don't get it. In other ways, I do. If they're just, you know, they're just like you and me, right? So we've had people on this show who have been famous, and when they're normal and interesting, it's great, right? And in fact, we have Matt Goss coming up, and he couldn't be bigger right now. His star keeps shining big and bright. He's just released like 120 songs that have been remastered, and they're on iTunes, and they're exploding on all kinds of digital platforms, on Spotify, Alexa, you know, all that kind of stuff. And he's got a brand new album that's coming out, and in the UK, he is a rock star, and he's starting to become that way in the United States, too, as well. So we'll chat with him coming up. Hang with us.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Coronavirus infections in the U.S. continue to fall, even as the nation passes 500,000 deaths from the virus. Daily cases, deaths, and hospitalizations all remain on the decline from a peak in mid-January. Dr. Tom Frieden is the former director of the CDC, and he tells CNN that while cases are dropping now, it's vital to continue mitigation efforts to prevent another surge in infections and the development of more variants.
The point here is to keep up what we're doing, to track very closely, and recognize that masking up is here to stay for many more months, that avoiding sharing indoor air with others is very important, and as we begin to loosen up things, we need to keep a close track on how things are going, ramping up testing and tracing, and being ready to dial it back if we see explosive spread again.
This is USA Radio News. The House Budget Committee advanced a $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill Monday, clearing the first major hurdle for the measure. The 591-page bill passed out of committee by a mostly party-aligned vote of 19-16. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she wants to see a vote on that bill by the full House by the end of this week. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says too much of that bill has nothing to do with COVID relief. The California Republican tells Fox News it's more about spending than helping.
Because the Democrats have taken over now, this is what happens. $100 million for a tunnel just outside of Nancy Pelosi's district. Millions of dollars for a bridge that Schumer wants. Not for a COVID bill. This isn't a transportation bill. And now that we're finding that they're putting more money in for education, but they just passed $68 billion for education. They've only spent four of it. The money they're passing in this bill doesn't even come to fruition until another year going forward. It does nothing to help moving forward. It's what the Democrats always want to do, spend more money from a hardworking taxpayer.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
It's not too late.
Headline the world famous Wembley Stadium. I mentioned this before because you know I'm a numbers person. They performed to a crowd of more than 77,000 fans. I mean, his resume would blow you away with all kinds of eye-popping numbers and chart toppers. There's no question about that. And in January, he even launched his first ever podcast worldwide. I know we got tons of people listening to us in the UK. It's top three in the UK. And then it went to top 10 in 32 countries after only three episodes. And what's really exciting is the news that he's returning to pop rock music, and he's been working on his new album diligently for the last 6 months. Pretty exciting. And the people that are working on this with him, big names that have produced some incredible work in the past with some big name artists too as well. So without further ado, he's in our virtual green room. Matt Goss, thanks so much for joining us.
Hello, Kate. It's lovely to see you. Thank you for having me.
So tell us, we had to dive right into this album first. What's that been like working on the album, and how excited are you for this to drop?
I'm excited about music, being back in love with music, because at the beginning of COVID, I really found myself disengaged from music and more interested in the human condition. That's why I started my live Instagrams and actually connecting with my fans and their families. in a different way. So I'm really happy to be back in love with music, but it took a good 6 months. I completely detached from music, but I think it's the album of my life and so far, and I'm super excited about it. I've gone back to commercial radio and commercial writing, so it's been, I'm very, very excited about it.
Yeah, and it's exciting, some of the people that have worked on this with you, too. I mean, these are writers, co-writers, producers, mixers, etc., that have worked with the likes of Bruno Mars and Katy Perry and Madonna and U2. So, you know, that's all part of the mix, and you know that as an artist. And since you like to connect with people, what's it like to work with some of the biggest in the business?
I think it's so different to when I first started to write music. You used to be able to write a song that would be able to be 4 minutes long, 4.5 minutes long, and it went down to 3.5 minutes, and now we're at about 3 minutes a song. So the challenge for me is to actually be able to write a commercial record that I can live with lyrically, melodically, that actually connects with an emotional intelligence. So, you know, I've got to go out around the world and promote that. So for me, I want to write music that still moves you emotionally. So that's the challenge, to try and cram that story within to a 3 minute 20 like universe. It's very, very difficult, but I've had a real good time doing it.
How do you know when you've nailed it? How do you know when hours and hours of working with other people, yourself, etc., and you have had to really, as you said, drill it down to a much shorter, you know, amount of minutes than you were comfortable with in the past? How do you know you nailed it?
I think first and foremost, you have to be prepared to undress your soul, emotionally be naked, and otherwise you can't expect your audience to come with you. If you don't tell the truth and you're not being honest about your life, and all the minutiae that goes into the intricacies of relationships and your life, then you can't expect the audience to come with you. So I think when you find a story and a melody that encapsulates the experience of what you're going through into contemporary melody and contemporary beats, I think it's just a feeling you have. I've had a few number one records in my day, and you have this certain feeling. Well, I do. I get a certain feeling when I'm like, that's a number one record. So I've had a few of those things. We have 10 songs on the album, and 9, I would be okay with any of those 9 being the first single.
Yeah. I mentioned about Wembley Stadium. What was that? Take us back to that feeling. I mean, you know this, Matt. People say all the time, like, oh, if you could be anything, what would it be? You know how many people say rock star, singer, crooner, have millions of adoring fans? And you have that. What was that like, that moment that you stepped on to the stage at that stadium?
There's a couple of moments that I call it the hit. So you come out and an energy-based person, so I really enjoy people's energy. But when you come out and you get 77 people at simultaneously having that outburst of emotion, you feel this literal wave of energy hit you in your chest. It's an indescribable feeling. My saxophone player, I remember Jim, I looked at him and I kind of had to snap my fingers. I'm like, Jim, play the part, because his mouth was open. I'm like, you've got to play. And it was just a beautiful feeling. If anyone's listening, if you watch Bohemian Rhapsody, that's the venue. When Freddie comes out, that's the venue that we played. And it was an incredible experience.
And you go from that to lots of other places that you've played, including Las Vegas, and you were just so popular on the Strip. I mean, 10 years. You don't get to do that if you're not at the top of the heap. You don't, because so many people want to play Vegas and want to be able to stay in Vegas and really plant. And you did that. You were even dubbed the new king of Las Vegas. What's it like to play Vegas?
I think that you have to, A, check your ego at the door, because the truth is about Vegas, it's probably the hardest city in the world to play, because there's simply so much choice. So the reality of coming out of, let's say, playing the Royal Albert Hall or Wembley, and then you come to Vegas, you know, one-third of your audience has simply read a TripAdvisor review, and they're like, okay, entertain me. And it takes you back to that place where that's why you started. And hence, you therefore start to learn your trade. I think Vegas taught me more about entertaining and the composure of entertaining than anywhere else in the world.
Yeah, I bet. And I lived in Vegas, so I know what you're talking about. You're right. That's what happens. People are looking for something, and they're going to be there with their arms folded, waiting to see what you're going to do for them.
And sometimes wearing flip-flops. And if you do wear flip-flops to my show, I give you a hard time.
That's really right. Do. Shoes. Wear shoes, please. Hey, I want to mention...
Bro, why are you wearing flip-flops in my show?
I want to mention this because you talked about getting that connection during COVID, and you actually did something wonderful. You recorded a version of If I Ain't Got You, and that was produced by Babyface, and it was released as a fundraiser, and that, of course, resulted in like 50,000 meals being delivered to some key frontline workers. That had to feel good.
Right. I love, to be honest with you, thank you for mentioning that, but I do love philanthropic work. I wrote the national anthem for Susan G. Komen. I lost my mother to cancer, and I'm an honorary captain in the American Army. I do a lot of work for the military, and also I just feel more alive when I have purpose. And during COVID, I just wanted, because I couldn't get my hands dirty and get in there, one of the things that I was hearing that they just needed food. So we did. We raised with Burger Bites, we helped raise enough money to create enough money for 50,000 meals. And it just gives me purpose and makes me feel like I'm doing more than just singing and entertaining.
So I mentioned your podcast and that it just, top 3 in the UK, and that was only 3 episodes, top 10 in 32 countries. And we have people, thousands of people listening to us, by the way, in the UK.
I'm trying to be like you, Kate.
I need the accent, though. You have to teach me the accent. But, I mean, seriously, I love the Brits, and the feeling is mutual. So tell me about the podcast.
The podcast really came from a place when I was doing Instagram Lives. I would go on my Instagram, which is just my name, Matt Goss, follow me on Instagram, and I would just call 4 or 5 people, whether you are fans of mine or not fans of myself, and just I would have a conversation with you. And there was fellas going through depression and mental health issues, and then I really got connected to it. I ended up having 300 guests, over 150 lives. And then so I said, I want to keep this going. So I started my podcast, and we had the former Secretary of Homeland Security from the White House on. We had an incredible conversation with Kate Dalton, also a man called Larry Ruvo that is a philanthropist and has built a $16 billion business here in Vegas called Southern Wine, Glacier and Spirits. It's a very profound perspective. And my next guest, which is on Monday, he actually built the Center of Compassion in Stanford University. He's an incredibly interesting human being. And the chief benefactor is His Holiness Dalai Lama. So it's just a way that I can dig into the human condition and also play a song at the end of it, but just mainly conversation. A good interview should really be a conversation.
Oh, I so agree. It is about the conversation. And this has been a great conversation. We can't wait for the album to drop. When is that going to happen?
The plan is late March. Early April, but we are about to do the first video and choose the first single and all that fun stuff. So, it's very exciting. But come and join me on my podcast as well. It'd be nice to have you listen to what we're doing and join us in the conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. And we want to tell everyone again to, it's easy. It's just your name. Go look it up. Jump on that podcast. Terrific guests that you named. And you're really reaching a lot of people with your music and what you're doing with your podcast, too. Matt, it was really a pleasure to meet you. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
And thank you for having me. And God bless to all your listeners.
Absolutely. There's Matt Goss. And we're going to let him play us out. Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tracy Hartley joins us now for this edition of Author's Corner, and she's written a couple of books that immediately pulled me in because I am a lover of elephants. And so her books are Little Ellie Isabelle Elephant, Day at the Pool, Little Ellie Isabelle Elephant, A Flower from Daddy. So, Tracy, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
So the first question is, did you ever think you would be the author of children's books?
No, I didn't. not at all.
And so what's this journey been like for you?
Actually, it's been really great, very unexpected, but I have really enjoyed it. I've enjoyed seeing, you know, my granddaughter enjoy the books when she reads them. So it's been really great.
So let's talk about that. So that was the inspiration, right? Your granddaughter, you have two sons, and so one of your sons, the granddaughter, was the inspiration of, hey, I can write these stories or tell her these stories. Am I right?
Yes. Yeah. I actually have taken certain things that have happened, you know, certain events that have happened in her life, and I have turned them into stories for her, you know, just so she can look back later and, you know, look at it. I mean, you know, and see, oh, you know, that happened. And that was really cool. That was really, you know, so, you know, it was for her. So she can look back on them later and just enjoy it.
Tell us about the character. How'd you come up with the main character, which we know is the granddaughter's the inspiration, but you come up with these scenarios, day at the pool, a flower from daddy. So tell us about the first book and what somebody can expect when they get the book and they get it for a grandchild or their own child or for somebody else in their life.
Okay. Well, the character actually came about her dad, when she was born, she was born premature. She was 2 pounds, 12 ounces, and he had went into the gift shop and he had saw this little pink elephant and he got it for her. And from the beginning, they knew they were going to, you know, name her Isabel and they were going to call her Ellie for short. So they immediately started calling the elephant Little Ellie. So that's really where the character came from, and I took it from there and, you know, put it with her as Little Ellie is a belly elephant, you know, to represent her. And the first book, A Day at the Pool, actually was a time I was there helping her mother, you know, when, you know, she was still, you know, not doing real well, and I was there helping her. And we actually had taken her to the pool, and she was so little, you know, and she couldn't swim by herself, of course, you know, she was just little. And her mom actually had put her in one of these little floaties, like one I had never seen before. It was just one of the most amazing things I'd ever seen. They didn't have these kind when I have kids, you know. And that's where the inspiration comes from, to see her actually get in this floaty that was holding her up and being able to kick around like all these kids, you know what I mean? And so that's where that one came from. And the flower from daddy, actually her dad, last year on Valentine's Day had taken her and they went to get flowers for her mother. And he had gotten her a flower, but, you know, I mean, she's little. She didn't know it, you know. Well, when they got home, you know, he had given his wife the flowers and everything. And Ellie was excited seeing her mom getting flowers. And, well, then he turned around and gave her a flower. And they took a video of it. And the video just touched my heart so much to see her reaction, because she took this flower and they were, you know, asking her, oh, did daddy give you a flower? And she blushed and just rocked back and forth. And even at a young age, she grasped, you know, how special that was to get something from her dad like that. And it just touched my heart so much. And that's how the next book came, you know, The Flower from Daddy came about.
Yeah. Wow. You also have a couple of other books that are, I mean, so you're not done. So you have this. What is, you have a third book, a fourth book, and who knows how far this goes. And is it a continuation of like a series, you know, same kind of character?
Yeah. They're all Little Ellie Isabelle. The third one, that my illustrator, who is my sister, actually, is working on the illustrations right now. It's actually called Pilot Wings Like Daddy's, because her daddy is a pilot. And she had taken a trip to see her other grandparents, her mother's parents who live in Alaska. They had taken a trip there, and it was the first time on her plane and everything. And a couple of the stops, the pilots actually gave her pilot wings. So that story is around that. And then the fourth one is Tea Time with Pop-Up. And that's, she had a tea party with my husband, her Pop-Up. And we had bought her this tea set, and she just absolutely loved it. And when the next time we came down, he dressed up, asked her to have a tea party with him. I, you know, got her all dressed up. She had a hat and a purse and all of this. And I made them cookies, and they sat down and had a tea party, and it was just the cutest thing. So that's what the fourth book is about.
For you, when you put these together and then your family sees it, especially the first one, what was their reaction to it?
They were pretty surprised, you know, except for my sister who illustrated for me. They were like, oh, my you wrote a children's book, you know, and everything. And they really enjoyed it. They all wanted it, you know, and they thought that it was just one of the best things that, you know, they'd ever seen. So I've had a lot of support from my family, and it's been really nice.
So, again, you can pick up these books on Amazon. The books, yes. Little Ellie Isabelle Elephant Day at the Pool, Little Ellie Isabelle Elephant, A Flower from Daddy, and there's certainly more to come from yes. Tracy Hartley, as we've talked about here. And your sister doing the illustrations, that is, and the illustrations are, she is talented. She yes. definitely is brilliant. So did you just know, hey, she's an artist. She's got this. I'm going to have her do it.
I did. I'm the baby of seven, but me and her are the last two. So, you know, and the older five, there's a little bit of age difference between them and us. So me and her are very close, and she knows me very well. I know her very well. So when I thought about illustrating them, she was the first one, of course, who came to mind for me because she does, I love, you know, she does things for me all the time, and she's a very talented artist. I love what she does. So I knew that when I presented this to her, that she was going to know exactly what direction, you know, and how I wanted the story to come to life on the pages. And she did. I would send her pages. She would send me back illustrations. And I was like, yes, that's exactly what I wanted. Because she knows me, you know, she knew what I wanted. And it was really great. You know, it flowed very, very easily.
Yeah. And, you know, you said this, but in the first book, what really struck me is you talk about, you know, you talk about Ellie watching her friends going back and forth and yeah. jumping and playing in the pool and thinking, that's not fair. Just because I'm little, it shouldn't yeah. keep me from playing with my friends. I can do it, too. So there's lessons in yes. these books that you think are relatable to kids, obviously.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And that was really what I wanted to convey when I wrote them for her. And of course, when I want, you know, I'm hoping other children read them, that they're in each of my books that I'm writing, she's learning, little Ella Isabelle is learning things about herself. She's learning things about others. She's learning things about their relationships, and she's learning how to, if she needs help, you know, how to get help. She's learning how to be stronger. She's learning how to be courageous. So that's really what I'm hoping. You know, that's what I was hoping for her when I wrote them, that she would get. And that's what I'm hoping for other people, too, that they'll see it as, you know, that children will get inspiration to really see things about themselves, about others and relationships, and how strong and courageous that they really can be.
Yeah, that nails it. That sums it up. And again, you can get the books on Amazon. Tracy Hartley, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you so much.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and this hour of the show, too, as well. Make it count, everybody.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.